Work-related expenses for food and drink while travelling while at work can trip up the unwary. This is a constant focus area for the ATO in its compliance activities. In particular, the ATO highlight the following areas. To be deductible, there must be a necessary connection between the expense and the taxpayer's income-earning activities. A deduction will be denied if there's no requirement to be away from home. An allowance must have been received to cover the travel expenses, and the employee must also have actually incurred the relevant expenses before a deduction will be allowed. ATO compliance activity indicates that some individuals are claiming the Commissioner's reasonable allowance amounts without considering what expenses they actually incurred. The ATO may ask for information to support an amount was expended, even if they do receive a travel allowance, such as where they stayed and where and what they ate. To fall within the exception from substantiation and to use the Commissioner's reasonable allowance amounts, the allowance must be paid as a travel allowance. Employees must show how their claim was calculated. For example, logbook sheets, a worksheet showing the trips the taxpayer undertook in the year, payroll evidence of the number of nights the taxpayer was spent away from home. Care should be taken using secondary documents to calculate nights away from home. While such documents may reflect the number of trips taken, distance travelled, or how often an allowance was paid, they may not show other relevant information, such as the number of nights the person was required to spend away from home, or the expenses they actually incurred as a result.
For more about this, you can talk to Melanie on
6652 8788 or on the web mjaccountants.com.au.